Hey friend, I have a feeling that you tuned into this episode because you're thinking, my feelings and emotions, they're just running rampant in my life. How do I even begin to process them? What does that mean? What do I do with them? Am I allowed to have feelings? How do I do this? And this is something that when I first start working with my one-on-one coaching clients, they often come to me when they fill out the consultation form. They want to untangle their thoughts. They want to overcome intrusive thoughts. They want to work through negative thoughts. But the consensus is they want to work through what they're experiencing. Why do they have this pain? Why do they have these emotions? Why do they have these feelings? What does it all mean? Right. And that can leave us feeling stuck. It can leave us kind of in a state of confusion or worry, or even start to have anxious feelings. So today we're going to be talking about a step-by-step approach to processing emotions. And I think it's important for a disclaimer to say there's a lot of different people that have different perspectives on this and different approaches, and that's okay. I'm going to share one, and then I'm going to share as a bonus another one. And the most important thing for us to understand through this is it's not linear. It's not going to be a one size fits all. It's just going to be trying again. And maybe in the end, you're recognizing that you can't do this alone and that you do need support or a coach or somebody to help counsel you, to come alongside you. And with that, you can book a free 20-minute consultation. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. I am currently accepting new clients, and I would love to be able to be on this journey with you. But most importantly, I just want you to know that you're not alone in this, and this is something that is so important, especially now. Now is a time for us to stop just reacting at everything that happens to us and to recognize that something deeper is trying to be communicated. Again, you can book a free 20-minute consultation by going to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. I am a mental health coach and trauma-informed coach and soon to be board-certified biblical counselor. With that, let's get to this step-by-step approach. Hey, friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I think we could all agree that sometimes it's hard for us to express our emotions. Maybe you're even thinking, I don't know what I feel. I don't know what to do with it. I don't really even know how to express my emotions. And often that is the case. What I see in a lot of my coaching clients is they've never had permission to be who they fully are. And so there's a version of themselves that they have created. And that version has kept them safe. But then that version of them has not allowed them to fully express the truth about what they're experiencing, what they're feeling. And I think it's hard for them, for us to express our emotions, let alone process them. And I think All of us need that this reminder that we have a father who cares. He's not somebody that is waiting for us to mess up or waiting for us to sin so he can just strike us down. God really cares. And there are reasons that things happen, but not everything happens for a reason. And that he's not sending us pain or sickness, but that we experience those things because of the sin in this world from the fall of Adam and Eve. And I, of all people, know this emotional roller coaster that is so easy to ride, right? I mean, I don't know, maybe you're riding it right now. And as I'm talking, you're like, okay, I need to take a breath and I just need to calm down. And if that's the case, here's your moment. Take a breath and calm down. Well, telling you to calm down is probably not going to make you calm down. So let's focus on the breath. Let's breathe. Your body will want to take you into a more parasympathetic state by taking a couple deep breaths. I know that is for somebody out there. Something, one of the scriptures I absolutely love, it's in Psalm. It's Psalm 103, 1 through 5. And it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, that our youth is renewed like eagles." The psalmist reminds us of all of his benefits. He is a healer. He's not into pain management. He's a pain taker. And we have all gone through situations that have kept us experiencing it, experiencing God to the fullest. And so sometimes when I'm talking with my coaching clients, they are like, well, what does it even mean to process emotions before we even get into how to do that? And it really starts with acknowledging, because we want to be able to acknowledge what is happening inside of us. And we have to be able to embrace that in a compassionate and faith-driven approach. I always like to say our feelings have a seat at the table, but they're not the centerpiece. And we want to be able to work through this process of forgiveness and seeking wisdom and being able to share our struggles, but processing through it really just means a way of looking at your pain or your situation without judgment and with compassion. And going to the Lord and saying, why am I angry? Why is this happening? Instead of blowing through it, acting as if it's no big deal, acting as if you don't care, all of that, which is really easy for us to do. And that's a more, of course, simplified way of saying processing your emotions. But let's get into the first step-by-step approach. The first step in this is that when we're healing from lies and wanting to process our emotions, we have to begin to write down the thoughts that we think on a regular basis. What stories appear repeatedly throughout our day or at specific events? Because if we don't know what we believe, then the gap between the spiritual and the physical will really begin to widen, causing us to feel distant from our bodies and from God. I just got off a one-on-one coaching session with one of my clients, and she's had such a big win. And one of her big wins this time around was being able to train her mind to not react to very specific people in her life according to how they were reacting to her. I can't even tell you how big this is, because we've had to work through so many lies and thoughts that she has believed on a regular basis throughout the years. And one of them in particular, meaning that her thoughts and feelings didn't matter. And sometimes she was even taught this in a theological perspective from her church, that you don't have emotions and that you don't have feelings. And so you just better smile and kind of suck it up. And so what's happening is she was doing that, but inside she was slowly dying, not in the physical sense, but just slowly just her soul was just deteriorating because she didn't have the confidence to communicate what she was really experiencing. And so now, after many of our sessions together, this practice, this implementation of thoughts and beliefs and what she's carrying, she's been able to consciously recognize them in the moment to where she can now stop reacting and start responding. It was a huge win. And it brings me so much joy when my clients receive this kind of win. The step two is once you begin to realize and recognize the stories and the narratives that you tell yourself, we want to then move into naming them and writing them down. If they are phrases, think of the feeling that you experience with those phrases. Naming our feelings really helps us begin to move through them with clarity and effectiveness. That way we are no longer guessing what we feel. We are just really aware of what we feel. Even though not naming them may make you feel a little bit safer, masking our feelings can make them really difficult to regulate and really bring into submission to God's word. So we want to first acknowledge, right? We want to first acknowledge these stories, these thoughts, and we want to write them down. And then we just want to begin to name them. What are these feelings that come up? If you are somebody that's like, okay, I don't know how to communicate, I don't even know what I'm feeling, you can go to Amazon and get an emotional wheel to be able to look at all these different emotions and maybe be able to pinpoint that. That's a great tool to use. The third step after that, after you've named them, is to create time to spend with God to read his word and know what he says about what you feel. If you feel like you're not good enough, if you feel like you're not seen, if you feel like you're not heard, if you feel like nobody cares, if you feel like you're not supposed to have emotions and feelings, this was actually an exercise that I had. We call it homework with my clients and they love it. But one of the exercises I did with one of my one-on-one coaching clients was I had her go through the Bible and read specific accounts where scripture talks about emotions and feelings. And I wanted her to see that what she was feeling was real, and she needed to be able to recognize that there is a little T truth, which is her truth, and a big T truth. And she really had to see that, yeah, like there is emotion in scripture. There are feelings in scripture, but what do they do with that? And so there's both and scenario where she recognized that, okay, like they have feelings and emotions, and here's what they did with them. And it was very freeing for her because for a long time, it was taught to her, you don't have emotions, you don't have feelings, that is living by the flesh, you don't speak anything negative because you're agreeing with it. And that's a whole other topic and situation for another day. So his word trumps anything we feel. We have to remember that. We can believe God even when we don't experience his love wrapping around our feelings in that moment. So that's the first step-by-step approach. Write down the thoughts you think on a regular basis, begin to name the feelings with them, and then go to God and his word to really identify what is the truth and what is the lie. Another step-by-step approach as a bonus for you, this is fully written out in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. The first thing you want to do, and again, not to overwhelm you, but just finding the one that might work for you, is acknowledge the emotion. Just acknowledge that something isn't right. Sometimes it just takes that awareness like, oh, I'm angry right now. The second thing is you want to identify it, because the first step is you're just acknowledging it. You're acknowledging that it exists. The second step is when you are naming it, like we talked about in the other step-by-step approach. So then you want to identify it. The third step is to accept it. And this is where we have to say, okay, I'm angry here. And instead of fighting it, instead of praying your way through it, just say, I'm angry. You don't have to say that I'm an angry person. You can just say, I am experiencing feelings of anger. The problem that we often do is we take feelings and emotions and label them as a part of our identity. So what we often do is we say, I'm angry. And you go, well, I'm an angry person. Or you have feelings of anxiousness. And then you start to say, I'm just somebody that has anxiety. And we start to label our identity as that. And it's not wrong to name things, to say, this is what it is. As have I expressed, it's very important for us to be able to move through. We just have to be careful to, when we're accepting it, that we don't accept it as a part of who we are. We just say, this is reality in this situation. I'm angry. I'm upset. I feel offended. So that step four, we can ask ourselves, what is this communicating to me? When I'm angry, what am I really angry at? When I'm anxious or worried, what am I really worried about? And getting to the root, is it because I'm not trusting God? Is it because I'm trying to control this situation? What is it? And step five is we want to have a conversation with God. So again, these are two different examples of how we can begin to really process our emotions in a biblical way, really. So the first step-by-step approach is writing down thoughts you think on a regular basis, recognizing and naming them is step two. And step three is going to God's word and seeing the truth about what you feel. The second approach that you can take is one, acknowledge the emotion, two, identify it, three, accept it, four, what is it communicating to you? And five, have a conversation with God. If any of that at all feels overwhelming and you're like, Jess, slow down. What did you just say? Go get my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, because both of these approaches are actually in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. You can go to jessicahama.com/shop. It comes in ebook form and paperback. But if you're like, I cannot read another book, if you're like, I cannot read another book, I need help and one-on-one attention or help to be able to process this, I am accepting clients for August, moving into September, even for one-on-one coaching. So you can go to jessicahama.com/mental health coaching and book your free 20-minute consultation there. Again, as always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.